like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Bruck, and this is It's Movie Time.
Oh, Carolyn, this week we have a film that's already out.
Yes.
But we think our audience needs to know about this film. It's called The Watch. This, to me, is leftover Hangover. Okay, it is just the kind of film about these overgrown adolescent guys, four of them, who form a neighborhood watch that eventually gets them into fighting with aliens.
He's serious. It's about a neighborhood watch who ends up fighting with aliens.
Yeah. And when you have Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn and
Jonah Hill.
And Jonah Hill.
And some guy with a British accent.
You got it. This is not a bad premise and not bad actors.
So for you, this should be called Don't Watch.
Yes.
Okay, here's what's weird about this, and I think you're going to be surprised.
Okay.
I actually kind of enjoyed it. Was it stupid? Yeah, completely, but I think that was the point. It's like they got bored. The director or the writer got bored in the middle and decided to literally change the channel in his mind. That's what it seemed like. So Ben Stiller plays this manager at Costco whose employee gets hurt, let's just say, and so he decides to form this neighborhood watch. Okay, so this was like a 13-year-old boy had a fantasy and wrote a movie.
Yes, and there are only a couple of good lines. For instance, when Ben Stiller, his character named Evan, says this about a green slime that comes out of the alien, he says, "Wait a second, I've seen this stuff before." Of course, because it's been every movie that's ever about aliens, this has been it with green slime.
It's funny and like the it's dumb humor, and you will chuckle a few times. And you almost will chuckle because it's so absolutely ridiculous.
Now, this I agree.
I mean, it is the most ridiculous movie I think I have seen in a very, very long time.
Yes.
And it's also funny to watch other people watching it because everyone's looking at each other going, "Are you kidding me? Is this really happening?" Because the movie is so far out there.
Sure.
I mean, the entire movie is baked. It is completely baked from the premise to the way things look, the special effects. But I think it's supposed to be like that.
It comes in the time for the Trayvon Martin business in Florida.
Right.
A vigilante business.
Yeah.
Where a young man, Trayvon, is shot. There's all kind of litigation going on now.
Right.
But you know that this film was so timely, they had to change the title.
Right. It was called Night Watch, right? Or Neighborhood Watch?
Neighborhood Watch, right. So it had elements about it that could have been interesting, timely, and witty. And I found that the premise, as you hinted at, kind of just petered out.
And I don't know, I think so many times with movies, it's about expectations, right? So if you go into a movie expecting it's going to be good because you hear people talking about it, you're going to think, "I'm going to watch something good," and then you judge it a little more harshly. I knew this was going to be absolutely stupid.
Yeah.
I knew it. So I went in going, "I'm going to watch a really, really dumb movie." And hey, it delivered. It was really dumb.
Even Will Ferrell knew it was going to be stupid because he passed on it.
Yeah, and we're talking about a writer. So Seth Rogen.
Oh.
He wrote it.
Yes.
He's one of the three writers.
And Evan Goldberg, one of these two writers of Pineapple Express.
Right. Superbad.
Superbad.
And then one of them is a comedy sketch writer for Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
So you have
yes.
these guys who have credentials. This is like total teenage boy humor. So what's your grade?
My grade for The Watch, and watch out for this, is a D because it is so dumb.
Okay. So you and I agree.
Oh.
This is the first time, John. My grade is a D.
I was certain you were going to come through with a C or B.
No, my grade is a D because it's regosh darn ridiculous.
Depressed as the two of us might be about the comedy here, there is another depressing film that perhaps our audience should see.
And it's truly depressing.
And it is. It's called The Deep Blue Sea. It stars Rachel Weisz and Tim Huddleston. And this is a superbly acted film about a woman whose situation back in the 50s, waiting for two men, her husband and another man, so depressing and so beautiful at the same time that all I can tell you is that if you are interested in going to movies to see great acting, and if you can withstand the situation of this woman in the 1950s, then do go see The Deep Blue Sea.
And did you cry?
I always cry.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Double Barrel Summer Western Series at the Gateway Film Center until September 5th. Double Barrel will be presented Sundays at 1:30 and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Details online, go to gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Bruck. Listen to the shows and read reviews at wcbe.org.